Jack LaLanne once said, "Exercise is king, nutrition is queen. Put them together, and you've got a kingdom. Get ready to have it all." This is the All for One podcast. You're about to get honest, accurate information about training and nutrition to not only achieve your goals, but to go beyond.
Go beyond.
Everything you need to make it to the kingdom. This is the All for One podcast. And now your host, personal trainer and nutrition coach, Aaron Armstrong.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the All for One podcast here today. It is humid as fuck, and I am disgusted with how sticky I'm feeling. I hate the heat. I hate the humidity even more. And the fact that I'm kind of just walking around the house with the windows open and I'm sweating balls is not fun for me. I just wish I could be blasting an aircon all day, but you know, that costs money, so we can't do that apparently, not all the time. But anyways, it's been a pretty good week this week for kind of all of Queensland here. We've had masks finally be lifted up. You don't have to wear a mask. It's not mandatory anymore, which is really, really interesting. Really, really different as well. Because we've been tied into wearing it for so long now, it almost feels unnatural taking it off, which it definitely felt that way. But just in time for No Shave November, I got the Mo. I think I'm going to be rocking it for the whole month and just let it grow out into this big kind of fat caterpillar looking thing, which would be awesome. But yeah, no, I haven't met any of my clients really without a mask on, so coming this week and next week, they are going to be meeting a completely different person. It's like, wow, you have a face under that mask now, and a moustache. Very cool, or very disgusting. One of the two reactions, either is fine. But yeah, today's topic, we are going to be talking about, I say we like there's someone else here, it's just me. I'm going to be talking about good food and bad food. Now, this is something that kind of I've seen online a bit of a discussion about, oh, what are the good foods you should be eating and what are the bad foods you should stay away from? Now, inherently, there are foods that are better for you in comparison to others. That's just the reality. Let me kind of break it down a little bit for you. So if you have a meal from takeaway, processed, like deep fried, all that sort of stuff, obviously that is going to be bad for you. But if you have kind of like a whole cooked meal, whole ingredients, non-processed stuff, that is obviously going to be good for you. I don't mind the good foods and the bad foods things. I just don't like the demonization of foods. If I eat bad food some of the time too. Like just last night, me and my partner, we went to this awesome Korean place in Southport. And I had, what do we have? We had like rice with this really yum rib thing, which was marinated and it tastes awesome. And then we had deep fried dumplings, and we also had deep fried chicken and some chips and stuff too. You shouldn't stop yourself from having the things that you love. You just got to understand that what you're consuming, there is a consequence of it depending on how frequently that you do have it. For example, like myself, I try and have like one bad thing a week. I don't set up a cheat meal as well. Let's talk about like this. So setting up a cheat day or a cheat meal is you're setting bad behaviors for yourself. But if I'm craving something and I've been eating really clean, like my current fitness goals is I'm trying to cut down a little bit, but I'm not going on stage for like a bodybuilding contest or anything. So there's that little bit less seriousness that goes along with kind of how I can approach my eating and everything. So I can allow myself to have this little stuff, even though I know it's not the best for me. Just allowing it in when I'm craving it is going to help me stay on track for the most part anyway. Because if I just push it away and be like, no, I don't want this at all, yuck, it's bad food, it's bad food, it's bad food, my temptations are going to build up. All I'm going to think about when I'm hungry are these really bad, nice, juicy foods that I can't have and will probably cause me, which has caused me to relapse in the past as well. Let me tell you guys a story as well. One of my awesome clients that has been with me for a really long time, I'm going to name drop him on here. His name is Adrian. We've been kind of battling through a few different things together over the course of our sessions and everything. And one of the biggest things that he personally has struggled with is kind of nutrition and dieting. So what I told him, and this has taken ages, sometimes it does take ages because training and mentoring someone through their nutrition is more changing behaviors than it actually is giving them like a meal plan or something like that. So the first thing we kind of started with was, all right, I want you to like track everything in your diary, whatever, stay on track for as long as you can. When you have a craving, I want you to have a small portion of whatever it is you're craving. At first, you probably thought I was a little bit crazy for saying something like that. But like I said, the reasoning is if you have cravings, that's totally fine. You shouldn't feel bad about wanting certain foods, especially if you've been eating them for a long, long time. If you're trying to get off them, the best thing you can do is when you have those cravings, feed it that little bit and slowly start to reduce the amount of portion of whatever that food or whatever that is you're trying to stay away from. And over time, which is just what is happening now with Adrian, we've been doing this clean eating for well over a month now. And yeah, he's had a lot more success with his weight loss and his even just his like mentality behind eating feels a lot more forever than it did kind of forcing yourself to eat to one way for a short period of time and then relapsing because you want to, when you have one thing, you give up on everything else. If that kind of makes sense. So yeah, like obviously what he's eating from time to time, whether it's like ice cream or like goes out, has some fast food every once in a while, obviously that's not the best thing. But if he's eating good 80, 90% of the time, if he wants to allow that sort of stuff in, if that's going to allow him to have the most success with his kind of clean eating, is having these meals every now and again, go for it. Like, I'm all for that. What I'm not for is because he, at the beginning, he did try and kind of schedule stuff in, like, oh, I'm going to do this as my cheat day. And I was like, no. I'm like, when you have cravings and you really can't, like, not control yourself, just go have it. Like, it's no big deal. And then what that has done is it's kind of allowed him to ease up from just going all out with going overboard with the amount of kind of bad food that he would eat, let's say. But yeah, this was actually one of the questions I got asked on Instagram. And the question was to kind of tell people why there are no good foods and there are bad foods. I don't believe in demonizing like certain foods, but there are foods that are just kind of like scientifically good for you, micronutriently based. And there are foods that are processed and all this other stuff that just aren't as good for you as other foods, that is just kind of the reality behind it. I don't like saying good foods and bad foods because as long as you have a balance and you kind of figure out what works best for you, you're going to be okay. You're going to get the goals that you want as well. Just don't kind of look, say you're, oh, I'm Mr. or Mrs. Oh, I'm eating so clean. And then your friends are like eating some pizza, don't be like, oh my god, look at you destroying your body. Like, don't be that guy. Like, shut the hell up. Like, you have those cravings too. The reason you're on this diet is because you're trying to get out of those behaviors, right? But you shouldn't look at food and you shouldn't look at other people eating those foods as poor decision makers or anything like that at all, because like, people are just gonna eat what they want to eat. If you want to eat better, generally you will take steps to eat better. That's just kind of how it is. Yeah, and kind of the last thing that I want to go over is like, good food doesn't have to be, when people think of, oh, I'm eating healthy, I'm eating boring, I'm like, oh, what are you eating? And they're just eating like chicken, no seasoning, rice, and vegetable. If you can do that, that is awesome. Go for it. But if you're like me and you need that flavor, you need something palatable when you bite in and you eat to it, I would highly recommend not forcing yourself to eat that way if you feel like you're incapable of doing so. Because again, what will happen is you'll be eating this boring, boring food and all you'll be thinking about is, oh my god, that Macca's burger. Oh my god, that, I don't know, Arlo's Pizzeria or something like that. And then boom, you're going to relapse and you're going to fail. What you should do, do some research. Look online. There's plenty of recipes out there for healthier alternatives for whatever food that you're looking for. There's a bunch of different kind of like no sugar, low carb like sauces and all these other kind of more natural ones that have been made that you can find at the shops. Go have a look with that. Again, I'm very laid back with kind of with this. I season my food. I put a little bit of sauce on my food. But that is going to be, whether that's an extra, like some extra carbs or extra fats or sugar or whatever it is, it's going to be a lot less than eating heaps of fast food or way more processed food. So you're still on the right track. But yeah, try not to make it kind of like boring, because yeah, it's going to be way harder to comply if it's not something that you're able to enjoy. If you're not looking forward to dinner because it's boring and it's plain, like, how do you expect to stay consistent with that forever? Like, you've got no shot, pretty much is what I'm saying. But if you do your little bit of research, look at all these cool recipes, look for healthier alternatives, you are going to find some good stuff. And if you do find stuff, feel free to like send them to me as well, because I'm always looking for alternatives as well. Kind of what I have, let's go through kind of what I eat generally in a day. Now, it does vary. Most mornings I'll have cereal. I just finished my Nutri-Grain, and I did buy some Cocoa Pops, which obviously isn't the greatest again. But having that once every couple of days keeps my temptations and everything down. So, and then what I will usually have is I'll usually have rice and chicken, oven-cooked chicken with some vegetables throughout the day. Probably twice a day. And then coming into the nighttime, I usually like to have like a steak and veggies or something like that. And my little snacks kind of going around the day would just be like I buy a protein shake from work or have some aminos or nothing too crazy. But it's enough to kind of satisfy my temptations and everything as well. And at home in the freezer, I've got this protein yogurt. I think it's called FroPro, which is so freaking good. And it's got like a decent amount of protein in there. And it's a healthier alternative from your kind of like your connoisseurs, your Baskin Robbins, all those other things. And if it's helping me get my protein up, I'm just like, fuck yeah, give me that protein. Hell yeah. But yeah, moral of the story is, don't look at foods as good and bad. If you crave something that you obviously know isn't as good for you as you think it should be, you are aware of the consequences of constantly eating that and what that is going to do. But what you should aim to do is try and eat good foods the majority of the time. Find like recipes and find ways to make it taste even better. And every now and again, when you crave something, if you're following like the 80-20 rule, feel free to like jump in and have whatever you want. Like, you got to live a little bit, whether that's going out on a weekend, having a few drinks. Like, don't hold yourself back. You're only going to hate yourself, hate the diet, and hate whoever gave you the advice to do that. But yeah, if you guys liked what you heard today, feel free to follow me on Instagram at allfor1_PT. And let me know what you guys thought of this episode. I really appreciate the feedback that you guys have been giving me. I'm going to be putting up some more questions. Putting up on Instagram for some more questions again after this episode airs tomorrow on Friday. I'll talk to you guys soon. Hope you all have had a great day. See you later.
You've been listening to the All for One podcast. It's Aaron's passion to give you honest, accurate information when it comes to training and nutrition. We want you to achieve your goals. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review it. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Instagram at allfor1_PT. For questions, comments, or suggestions, send an email to allfor1PT@gmail.com and find us on Facebook at All41PT. We'll leave you with a quote from Gabe Grunwald. It's okay to struggle, but it's not okay to give up on yourself or your dreams.